Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Midday show live on the YouTube feed every single day. Check that out, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can go back and watch it. You know, if you missed it live, you go back and scroll through and watch it. Odyssey app, chapters, however you want to listen, you can. And I appreciate making this podcast part of your day. By the way, I've mentioned it a few times in the podcast, usually at the end, so maybe you don't scroll, you know, listen all the way through some days or whatever happens. I do have an email newsletter. If you are interested in it, totally free. It's my take on the day, links to the show, to the midday show, to the podcast, things I write, all there. I'll give out the link right now, but you could also just send me a message if you want me to send it to you directly instead of you trying to, you know, write it down or whatever. But the link, joe-giglio-sports.beehiv.com. That is how you do it. You subscribe there. You put your email in, and I send you Monday to Friday just a quick 300-word thought of the day and links and betting tips and all that kind of stuff. So that's how you subscribe to the newsletter. All right, so I want to dive into some Philly stuff. Obviously, the Harper situation last night was nearly a season changer. Sounds like he's going to be okay. That looks painful. I don't know if he'll play tonight. Maybe, maybe not. But the bottom line is no fracture, no break. That's the huge part. When he got hit by Spencer Strider, we'll see if the Phillies retaliate in tonight's game against the Atlanta Braves. But the other story last night was Ranger Suarez and how good he was again. So Ranger struggled in his, you know, when he first came back from the IL, but since then he has been remarkable. I mean, he's been back to what he looked like for a lot of last year. And Ranger Suarez now, in four starts, has a 3.70 ERA, 24 and a third innings pitch, 22 hits, 10 runs. Only one home run allowed, 23 walks to 7 strikeouts. His fielding independent pitching is 2.58, which is sterling. His whip is 1.1. Hits per 9, the best as we've seen is 2021 and 8.1. He looks a lot like the pitcher he was last year. You know, walks under 3 per 9. Strikeouts hovering in the mid-8s. Strikeout to walk ratio over 3. Limits home runs. Really quality Major League pitcher. And now if you look back, if you add last year to this year, which in total is about a season worth of starts because he missed time, 31 starts, 3.50 ERA, a 3.3 wins above replacement. You know, we can look at Ranger in a lot of different ways. You want to look at him since he really fully established himself in the big leagues in 2021. Well, the guy has pitched to a 3.29 ERA across 561 innings. That's a big, big sample. You want to take out 21 because he was a reliever for a lot of that and just go to 22 to now where he's been starting exclusively except when he helped out of the bullpen in 22 in the postseason. Last 4 years, exclusively as a starting pitcher, 82 games, all of them have been starts. Ranger Suarez has pitched 455 innings, and he has pitched to a 3.74 earned run average. However you slice the Ranger Suarez cake, whether you consider him a Ramiro Mendoza kind of swing man, whether you consider him a true starting pitcher, whether you consider him a good starting pitcher, but maybe not totally a durable starting pitcher, however you slice it, there is a quality major league pitcher here that has been producing for years on end. And the craziest part is that we all assume, and maybe the Phillies assume, he's not back after the season. Like, they're just going to move on from Ranger Suarez. And while I'm okay with that, every time he pitches well, it is stark to me, like, are we just going to let this guy walk out the door? Are we going to move on from Ranger Suarez without getting anything in return? And that's where I think the conversation really becomes interesting as Suarez. What do you do with him? How do you maximize what's left of him in a Phillies uniform? And how much does the rest of this year and how everything plays out factor in? All right, let's go through all the factors here that are going to affect the Ranger Suarez decision. Number one, first and foremost, is money, is how much he's going to cost, is what he is looking for. You know, when I think of Ranger Suarez, I think of, you know, the Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha kind of deals, the Reynaldo Lopez's, you know, somewhere in the, let me pull up what they're making, but I would think in the $50 million range, somewhere in that range. Let's go to the Seth Lugo contract. Seth Lugo contract. He got a 3-year, $45 million deal. Okay, that's one example. Michael Wacha contract. He's looking at, he got 3-year, 51. So 345, 351. Let's go to the Sean Manaea contract. Sean Manaea got, and he's hurt right now, obviously. Trying to come back for the Mets. The contract he got was 375. So we have between 345, 351, 375. What's the Nathan Eovaldi contract? He got not Nathan MacKinnon, the hockey player, Nathan Eovaldi, 375. Reynaldo Lopez. Let's look at his contract. Reynaldo Lopez contract, 330. So we got between 330 and 375 with those deals. I think if the Phillies could get him on a 3-year deal in the $50 million range, they'd have to consider just continuing in the Ranger Suarez business for another 4 years. Now let's look at the Phillies. I'm looking at their contract situation for years to come, because what they've done really in recent years is they have replaced Ranger Suarez without actually replacing Ranger Suarez, because they continue to add pitchers with years to go on their deals. And obviously they have some long-term deals. So Zach Wheeler after this year, let's start it next year. Zach Wheeler, 2 years, $84 million left on his deal after this year. Aaron Nola, who we know has been pretty pitiful right now, but we're talking with him. I'm looking right now. Aaron Nola, you know, so his deal goes through 2030 at 24.5 per year. So you got 5 years of Aaron Nola left. So 2 years for Wheeler after this year, five for Aaron Nola. Taijuan Walker will have 1 year left. So those three locked in a big money for next year. Jesus Luzardo will have for next season, it'll be his final year of arbitration. And he'll be entering that segment of it. So, and then you have Christopher Sanchez, who signed up for 3 more years with options for 29 and 30. So Sanchez could be here for 5 more years after this year. Nola, 5 more years. Wheeler, 2. Taijuan, 1. And it'll be a walk year next year for Jesus Luzardo. Then we get to Andrew Painter. There's 6 years of control on Painter, 6 years of control on Abel. So the Phillies have established where they have 7 potential starters for next season without Ranger Suarez. 7 potential starters under contract, and 4 of those guys potential under contract for a long time without Ranger Suarez. They have set their franchise up to not bring him back. I mean, it's so there that they are not going to be in the business of bringing back Ranger Suarez. Okay, so let's go off that. They've already kind of decided they're going in a different direction. Now, things could change. There could be 3 injuries this year, and then they need Ranger Suarez. But if we just go off of probability, which is maybe one of these guys gets hurt and has debilitating long-term injury, but not probably not 3 or 4 of them. The probability is they're not going to need Ranger Suarez next year. Now, they can't use him. Not they can't change someone's role like a Mick Abel or an Andrew Painter, but they're not going to probably need Ranger Suarez. So now what do we do with him? Do you just ride this out because he's pitching well and the Phillies are trying to win the World Series? Just ride it out for the rest of the season and say, hey, give us all you got, and maybe we'll help you with a competitive offer in the free agency period just to help you out, but we're probably going to move to a different direction. Is that where we go? Or do the Phillies say, hey, 6 weeks from now, I know you're pitching with 3.5 ERA. I know you've been really good. I appreciate what you're doing for us, but I have more of a need right now in the bullpen than I do the starting rotation. And Ranger, as much as it might frustrate you, I need your help out there. I think it's going to actually behoove you in the long run, because you'll show the ability to do both, like a Lopez or a Seth Lugo. You're still going to make the same amount of money. Ranger, I need you to go to the bullpen. So option one is just to ride this thing out. He starts all year, and the value you get from him is simply what he gives you the rest of the season. Okay. Option two is you change his role in a few weeks because you know you're not going to re-sign him. You need to open up rotation spots, and you need to do what's best for the team. Okay. Option number three is the Phillies do re-sign Ranger Suarez and they rethink their pitching again next year. And they know that Zach Wheeler has only got 2 years left and he spoke about retirement when he's done. Maybe they don't trust Aaron Nola and where his stuff is going long term. Maybe they do go to a six-man rotation into the future and they're the first team that does it full term, long term. I always thought the Dodgers would be. Maybe the Phillies become that. And Zach Wheeler's got to be the one that deals with it and he changes routine, but they become a six-man rotation team into the future and they try to preserve innings and bullets in the arm of Andrew Painter, in the arm of Jesus Luzardo as he goes into a walk year and all that. Maybe the Phillies look at it differently than we might and say Ranger Suarez is a good pitcher, we keep good pitchers, and he helps us win in 27, 28, 29, as well as 26, and they keep him on a 3 or 4 year deal worth $50 to $75 million. That's another possibility. But let me present to you an option that has not been brought up much at all so far this season. And that is the option of the Phillies trading a pitcher within the season to augment a different part of their team. Now, we've talked a lot about moving people, but everyone seems to be very reluctant, including the Phillies, to moving anyone. Like, they don't want to move anyone, any starter off the rotation to make room. So eventually they're going to have an 8-man rotation. That doesn't work. They're going to need bullpen arms, and I think they're going to need a bat. So as I look at their team right now, they're getting below-average production offensively at catcher. They're getting below-average production, although some quality at-bats, from the second baseman. They're getting below-average production, although it's been better this month, from the third baseman, Alec Bohm. They're getting well below-average production out of center field. They're getting below-average production out of right field. And they are getting barely, and I mean barely, and that's because last night, above-average production from right field. Left field, excuse me, that's Max Kepler. But in reality, they're only getting, I'm going to call Kepler average. So they're getting average or below at left field, catcher, second, third, center, right. That's a lot. Six of their lineup spots every day on the days that Sosa doesn't play. And Sosa's only gotten 71 plate appearances. He doesn't play that much. Six of their 9 batting order spots have given them below average production. It's tough to score that way. I mean, they're really being carried right now by Schwarber and Turner and Harper. And we know Harper really just got rolling a couple weeks ago. What they're being carried by is their starting rotation. That's what has carried this baseball team. Their bullpen has been largely below average. They're, you know, especially when you take out Alvarado, the rotation has been spectacular, especially when you don't count the Nola starts. I mean, you could take Nola out, who's not in the rotation right now. It's been spectacular. Their fielding independent pitchings are 2-7, 2-2, 3-4, 3-7, 2-5. Outstanding, including Ranger Suarez here. But they could use another bat. They could use a relief arm. Is there a team out there, as I pull up the MLB standings, that could use a Ranger Suarez kind of arm and maybe has a surplus in one of those other areas and would swap out? Could the Phillies trade Ranger Suarez during the season? Is that also an option for this team? I don't know, but I'm interested in. I mean, I look at the St. Louis Cardinals who have gotten good pitching, but they always need pitching. I look at the San Diego Padres who always have a good bullpen, but their starting rotation, especially with the injury to Michael King, feels a little thin right now. Okay, so you throw those teams in the mix. I look at a team like the Boston Red Sox, who has a surplus of bats, but they're all in the wrong position, and they're really struggling to find good pitching on a day-to-day basis. Would they swap a bat here, an outfield bat here, or a relief arm? You know, these are the kind of things I'm thinking about right now as we move forward in this season. The Los Angeles Angels have terrible starting pitching, but they've hit a lot. You know, I think there's something here. If Dave Dombrowski wants to get creative, sometimes to win a World Series, you have to get creative. I think the most likely path here is the Phillies just ride this out and then they see where they're at with all this pitching after the season and probably let Ranger go. And we're probably watching the end of Ranger Suarez's time with the Phillies here. But there's also a path they speed this up at the trade deadline. There's also a path they put him in the bullpen. The Ranger situation is fascinating because typically, when a pitcher is performing this well for this extended period, his impending free agency and the need and want in the city to keep that player would be immense. This isn't. And it's almost like we accept the fact that they're going to lose him for nothing when the season ends. That's rare. That's different. It makes this Ranger Suarez season very, very unique. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check that out. Watch all the shows live, 6A to 6P on 94WIP on YouTube. We have shorter clips, clips of the show, segments. Check it all out there. Hit that subscribe button. And I do appreciate everyone who makes WIP Daily a part of your day. Share it, like it, rate it, all that kind of stuff. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.